The Showbiz Slot with Nathan Head.
Hello again. Right, see if you can guess what we're going to be talking about today from this piece of music. That's right, it's the Indiana Jones franchise. The Indiana Jones franchise, based on the historical fantasy adventures of the eponymous fictional archaeologist, began in 1981 with the film Raiders of the Lost Ark. A prequel, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, followed in 84, and the sequel, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, in 89. In 1992, the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles began airing on television, and then a fourth film, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, was released on May the 22nd, 2008. The series was created by George Lucas, the film star Harrison Ford, and were directed by Steven Spielberg. Raiders of the Lost Ark is set in 1936 and follows our hero Indy as he searches for the infamous Ark of the Covenant. It starts off with Dr. Jones braving an ancient temple in the Peruvian jungle filled with booby traps to retrieve a golden idol. Upon escaping the temple, Indiana is confronted by rival archaeologist René Belloc and the indigenous tribes. Surrounded and outnumbered, Indiana is forced to surrender the idol to Belloc and flees from a jungle chase aboard a waiting seaplane. Once he starts on his mission to find the Ark, he meets an old flame called Marion Ravenwood, who joins him on his journey through to Cairo. They do, of course, find the Ark, only to have it taken from them by the Nazis, who have been working with Belloc. They open it during a ritual at the end, and suddenly spirits emerge from it. Aware of the supernatural danger of looking at the opened Ark, Indiana warns Marion to close her eyes so they don't see anything, they only hear what's going on. The apparitions suddenly morph into demonic creatures, and lightning bolts begin flying out of the Ark, hitting the Nazis, gruesomely killing them all. One explodes, one melts. It's a very, very gross scene. The fires then rise into the sky and fall back down to Earth, and the Ark closes with a crack of thunder and all the Nazis have been wiped. Back in Washington, D.C., the Army intelligence agents tell a suspicious Indiana and Brody from the university that the Ark is someplace safe to be studied by top men. In reality, it's just sealed in a wooden crate labelled Top Secret and stored in a giant government warehouse filled with countless similar crates, which we're later to revisit in the fourth film. The next film, The Temple of Doom, is set a year before the events of Raiders, and it starts off in a nightclub in Shanghai. Indiana has made arrangements to trade the remains of an ancient emperor in exchange for a diamond known as the Peacock's Eye. Lao Che tricks Indy by slipping a poison into his drink, but during a comedic fight scene, Dr. Jones claims the antidote and escapes with the nightclub singer, Willie Scott. Unbeknown to them, their escape plane is owned by Lao Che, and the pilots parachute out during the flight, leaving our heroes to fall to their doom. But they escape in an inflatable raft and land in India.
Oh, anything goes.
After arriving in India, Indiana Jones is asked by a desperate village to find a mystical Sankara stone. He agrees, stumbling upon a Kali Fugi religious cult plotting child slavery, black magic, and ritual human sacrifice.
Bhakti Devi Kalima. Kalima. Kalima.
In The Last Crusade, Indiana is introduced to the wealthy Walter Donovan, who informs him that his estranged father has vanished while searching for the Holy Grail. Indy receives a package which turns out to be his father's Grail diary containing all his life's research. Understanding that his father would not have sent the diary unless he was in trouble, Indiana and Marcus travel to Venice, where they meet Henry's colleague, Dr. Elsa Schneider. Indiana and Elsa discover catacombs beneath the library where Henry was last seen and discover the tomb of Sir Richard, a knight of the First Crusade, with a complete version of the stone tablet that Henry used, with directions as to where the resting place of the Grail is. Indy is then tricked by Schneider, who is a Nazi spy, and is reunited with his father, played by Sean Connery, when he's captured and taken to their base. They, however, escape and have to beat the Nazis to find the final resting place of the Grail. And I don't want to ruin the ending, but they do find it, but then they lose it again.
The quest for the Grail is not archaeology. It's a race against evil.
Germany has declared war on the Jones boys.
The Last Crusade starts with a prologue set in 1912 with a young Indiana Jones played by River Phoenix. This concept gave Lucas the idea to do a series of stories with a young Indiana Jones, which ran from 1992 to 1996, and the series primarily stars Sean Patrick Flannery and Corey Carrier as the title character, and George Hall played present-day Indy in the bookends of most episodes, though Harrison Ford appeared as an elderly version of the character in one story. The series was a good device for filling in the blanks between the films, and one of his adventures during the show was even referenced in the next Indiana Jones movie.
Indiana Jones 4, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
I was the person saying, well, you know, gee, I'm in my dark period now. Then, of course, I made Jurassic Park and said, gee, that felt good. You know, it took a long time to find the right story. I mean, George always had the idea of the Crystal Skull. That was something George brought to the table at the outset. Getting, you know, the focus of the story and who the villains were going to be, that took a lot of time.
I can only say that as brilliant a director as he was 20 years ago, he's even better now.
The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull reunited Dr. Jones with Marion Ravenwood from the first film. The film is set in 1957 and is about a mysterious crystal skull that is from a being from another universe. They have to find the skull and reunite it with the rest of the skeleton which is on the being's craft beneath the Mayan temple of Akator. Kate Blanchett plays villainous Soviet Spalko, whose greed is her own undoing in the epic finale, which, in my opinion, could have been excellent if there wasn't a flying saucer there. This is Indiana Jones, not Close Encounters.
I don't want to do aliens. I've done two alien movies. At the time, I had done E.T. and Close Encounters of the Third Kind, not in that order, but I had done both of those pictures. And I didn't want to do any more aliens. That was it. But George insisted, and he didn't. He said, this will be like a B-movie. It'll be like those 1950s B-movies, Earth versus Flying Saucers, and all those exploitation movies that were really about government paranoia, Cold War fears and things like that, and Hollywood turned them into invaders from Mars.
It was the idea of taking the genre from the 1930s serials, action-adventure serials, to the B science fiction movies of the 50s, in the early 50s. And I said, if we move the whole thing into the 50s, which would be age-appropriate for Harrison, that would be the cinematic equivalent.
They actually rectified this element for the angry fans in the graphic novel adaptation of the movie, where in the end scene we simply see a glowing light and a giant orb, implying more to these being entities from another dimension that have been treated as gods by the Maya rather than simply being aliens in a UFO, which never really fitted with me. In the story, though, we learn that Marion and Indy had a son shortly after the first movie, who has been named Mutt, which is a play on Indiana Jones' real name being Henry and him taking Indiana from the family dog.
Sometimes the feeling is right. You fall in love for the first time. Heartbeat and kisses so sweet. Summertime love in the moonlight.
I'm
Even though all the Indiana Jones films follow the same theme, each one has its own distinct style, and all the fans have their own personal favourite. My personal favourite is Raiders of the Lost Ark, mainly because it's the original, but it also because it focuses on Egypt and Egyptian religion and the Old Testament. But which one is your favourite?